Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's.
Welcome, thank you. Welcome to the February 14th meeting of the Code Enforcement Board. The meeting will now come to order. May we have a roll call, Madam Secretary?
Ms. Brody?
Yes.
Ms. McClain?
Here.
Mr. Jones?
Here.
Mr. Harrison?
Here.
Ms. Powell?
Here.
Ms. Hines?
Here.
Ms. Powell?
Here. All right, full house. Has everyone had a chance to look at the minutes, review the minutes? Are there any addition or corrections? Chair will accept a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
Mr. Harrington made the motion, and Ms. Hans second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. All right, does anyone need to disclose any ex parte communication?
We don't even have a parte on Valentine's Day.
Do we have announcements, Madam Secretary?
Yes, ma'am, we
do. Okay.
Case number 7, EB-01-1913 at 120 Palm Drive, is in compliance 2419. Case number 11, CB-01-1904 at 431 Warner Place, is in compliance 2319.
And that's the one that the letter came attached with that?
No, yes.
Yes.
Okay. So that's in compliance?
Yes.
Okay.
And
case number 7 was Palm Drive, is that correct?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Yes. And that's all.
And case number 6.
Yes, ma'am, I missed that. CB-08-1887 at 29 South Grandview Avenue is in compliance.
Okay,
oh,
good.
I was hoping to hear.
Okay, so as far as the letter goes, then we don't need to consider that anymore. Okay, good. All right. Hold on. All right, would code officers please come forward and be sworn in? All right, everyone, here's our procedure. We will be calling cases by number and for the most part in order as they are listed on the agenda. If there are any police officers present that need to get back to assignments, we'll hear those cases first. If there are any attorneys that must be in court, we'll also hear those cases. When your case is called, please come forward and be sworn in. State your name and address for the record. If you are not the owner of the property, please state your relationship to the owner. Our proceedings are recorded, so please speak into the mic. The board hears from code officers first. And then you will be given the opportunity to respond. And please direct all your responses to the board. Witnesses may also testify using the same procedures. Do I see attorneys or police that need to get back? Okay. All right. If we go beyond 11 o'clock, we'll take a five-minute break. And then anybody that is left that needs to hear their case, they can come up and see Ms. Barnes, and we'll take them in order so that you can get out of here. All right, we have no lien reviews today. So we're going to start with our continued cases. And the first case is CEB-01-1916, Stephen Lieb, who lives in Germany, but Mr. Pershawn was here last time. Is anyone here for this? Okay. We'll hear from Mr. Jackson.
One.
Good morning.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the board. First, happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
Anthony Jackson, attorney for the City of Daytona Beach. This case is before you for determination of imposition of a fine. The inspector is Barbara Collins. And I'm not. If I could have just one brief moment.
Yes, sir.
Madam Chair, on this number one, I will ask if we could pass that because we are asking for imposition of a fine, and I'm not sure of the immediate availability of the inspector.
Okay, and how about case number two? Because Barbara's not.
On number two, she's requesting an amendment to the next count. If the respondent is here, I think that's something you all could consider. I don't know. It's up to the board.
All right, just remind me to go back to case one. All right, case number two, CEB 011917, Daniel McCune. Respondent is not present again.
Okay, I mean, I have information from, I have had this. Communication from Ms. Collins regarding this case. This is before you for a
Okay, now?
Okay.
Should we pass that one too?
No, actually, both of them have been, okay. I've just been notified by the supervisor that he has updated information regarding both cases. So
okay.
As to number two, they're announcing that in compliance as of 2/13.
Okay. So case number two is in compliance as of 2/13.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. 801 Mason Avenue.
Yeah, 801 Mason, CEB 011917. Okay.
And the same thing for case number one, which is 815 Mason Avenue,
uh-huh.
Announced in compliance.
And that's in compliance as well. CEB 011916 is in compliance.
And that's also for 213.
No, I have that. Case number one is 815 Mason.
At the compliance date.
Oh, 213. Yes. I'm sorry. Okay. All right. Well, let's move on to case number three. CEB 01-19-05, Stephen and Judy Souter at 626 Clark. Are they here today? Okay. Weren't here last time.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this... No, like that, I'd go better.
I'm sorry. I just got to look at it. And I just... Okay.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector is John Stinson. Mr. Stinson reports that permits were issued on January 25th, and the respondent is now making good progress, and he believes he's proceeding in good faith. He's asking that we amend to the next cutoff for compliance.
Okay.
I'll turn to Mr. Stenson if you have any factual questions.
Okay. I have a question for Mr. Stenson. What permits have been applied for? Do we know?
Good morning, John Stenson.
Good morning.
Code inspector with the city. He's applied for his roof permit. That's the only thing that he has there that's going to require a permit.
Okay. So that's all he needs is a roof permit and the rest he can just do?
He's completed everything else except for the roof at this point.
Oh, good. Okay. All right. Well, that's good. All right, so the chair will entertain a motion to amend the previous order of noncompliance and allow respondent until March 6, 2019 to come into compliance or be returned to a subsequent meeting for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day until compliance is achieved. Is there such a motion?
I motion.
Second.
All right, motion Ms. McClain, second Mr. Jones. All in favor say aye.
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 Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Okay. Case number four, CEB 011908, Evelina Brockington. She was here last time. This is at 626 South Street. Okay.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for a progress report.
Sure.
This matter is set for compliance
mm-hmm.
in March.
Mm-hmm.
The inspector is John Stinson. Mr. Stinson reports that He has had no contact from, at least as related to the progress from the respondent. However, from his own observations, there's been very little progress. There's no visible progress, is what he indicates. And I would tend to Mr. Stinson.
That it says suitor up there on the permit for case number 3. Wait, we're on case number.
We were on 4, but
we're
showing pictures of 3.
Oh, okay.
All right, let's see what's going on here. In the meantime, this has been a problem, evidently, for a long time. Is that right? About dogs and they were going to consider demolition, and so.
That's correct.
Okay, but not you haven't seen.
My last visit was on the property yesterday, and my observation shows little to no progress.
Okay,
are we bound by the compliance date we set, or can we amend that since they have not given us any progress?
If they knew this was a progress, didn't show up today, you're not bound by it.
So we're not bound by the March 6th date.
But in abundance of caution, probably should keep it
to
the next
date.
Is someone living there?
I guess my thought on that as well, Mr. Cicino, is that their last notification is that they had until March.
Right.
So
yeah.
In abundance of caution.
Right. That's I agree with that. Is everybody
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But I think next time we give instructions on a compliance date and a progress report, that we make a statement that if they do not proceed with progress in any measurable degree, then
we
will
revert.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I think we should make that a policy.
Go ahead. Someone living there.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
In the house.
She states that she's moved back into the house. I haven't confirmed that through utility records yet or not.
Okay. I don't know that we need to belabor this because it looks, pictures tell the story, but I saw, there are police there, what are they doing, getting dogs?
Those are from the original violation. There is a current photo. There's not much difference between the photos.
Right.
That's how the case began.
But the police issue was the
the
dogs.
That's why they were there.
Okay.
It was about the dogs.
Okay. All right. So we've had our lack of progress report, and the compliance is set for March 6th. So I guess that's it. We don't need to do anything with that. All right. Case number 5. CEB 0119-09, Kenneth Jacobs at 615 Clark. Is Mr. Jacobs here? He was here last time. Not this time. What we ordered, and this was compliance with everything except the roof, and we gave them till 4/3/2019 for the roof.
Correct. Okay. So, Madam Chair, members of the board, the inspector in this case is John Stinson. Mr. Stinson is reporting that the issues that were required for to be in compliance, those have been met.
Okay.
Compliance have been met regarding those issues.
Okay.
And what remains is the roof. So the remaining compliance date of April 3rd would be the only thing that we're requesting, so that we amend for that being the only issue.
Okay.
Which is already in place. I don't know if there's any additional action at this time.
Do we need to do anything with that? No? Okay. All right. Case number 6 in compliance. Case number 7 in compliance. Case number 8, CEB 12-18-163, Mashwitz AMG LLC at 900 South Peninsula. The respondent present? A respondent. Hi. Good morning. Please be sworn in.
You solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Yes.
Hi.
What? State your name for us.
My name
again.
Is Ruth Arroyo. I am actually here representing TREM, which is Team Real Estate Management.
and they manage several units at that same address.
How long have you been with them?
8 years.
In 8 years, you didn't realize that there are business tax...
Actually, I don't handle that part of it. I am the realtor that handles rentals. So at the moment, since I'm the closest, they are in Miami, they're based out of Miami, they've asked me to come.
Okay.
Have you notified them of such an ordinance?
Actually, they've been telling me everything that's been going on. I am the one who's actually contracting out the repairs. So I do know that the repairs have been done.
Okay, let us hear. We'll hear the case, but let us hear from Mr. Jackson and Mr. McCoy first, and then we'll give you a chance to tell us what's going on.
Yes, Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for the position of a fine inspector, Jerome McCoy and Mr. McCoy. We'll speak first to unit number 300, which is at 900 South Peninsula Drive. That would be number 8, and
mm-hmm.
Mr. McCoy reports that the workers. In progress. I mean, they're working on it. He's asking that we're minted the next cutoff. I do want to acknowledge and remind this is the we had a set of a number of these
right.
At this address, and we had a little issue of which ones were properly managed or not properly managed, and these two are properly managed. They were the ones represented properly managed initially, and Mr. McCoy is reporting that the work is moving forward. The ones that were not properly managed, there were on a different agenda.
Okay, we'll just do one at a time here. I'd like to just do one at a time. Mr. McCoy, what needs to be done there? Because it doesn't really specify.
Good morning. Good morning. Jerome McCoy, Code Inspector for the City. My condition is on file. We've already scheduled the inspection for this property, and as far as the work that's being completed is the testimony from the respondent that the work is complete, but it was minor issues in there. So with the inspection being scheduled already, I believe it will pass.
When is what date is the inspection supposed to be?
It's the 26th. 26th
of
this month.
Okay. Okay. And you believe that they can get the work done by then?
I do. It's already well.
Do they need permits for anything?
No.
Okay. All right, Ms. Arroyo, what would you like to tell us?
Basically, the same thing. The work has been done. And I have proof of it. Basically, it was for Unit 300, and the next case is Unit 202, which both of them are done.
You are in charge of the maintenance?
I'm not in charge. Basically, whenever they need somebody that's close by, I do have maintenance workers that I have local, and I basically contract them out.
When we send out a notice in September, who does it go to?
That goes to Miami to the property manager, which
is
Jenny.
And that property manager, when did they notify you? That
we have been working on this since December. The thing is that we have, these owners are in Argentina. We manage them out of Miami, and then we have units in Daytona, Melbourne, Orlando. So basically it goes through emails to get the owners to approve, then we get the payments out, then we get the maintenance, and that's pretty much how it works.
Okay. I mean, that may be how it works for them, but that doesn't work for us necessarily.
It seems to work for you, but it doesn't seem to get things done in a timely manner.
He did say that it is minor. They were minor things like a toilet chain, a little vent off of the AC. These are things that are code enforcement, things that need to be repaired, but nothing that is going to hurt anybody.
Could be done in one day if somebody would get on the ball.
Yeah, it's out of my control. I can't repair something if I don't have the payment on it. But it has been done already. As for these two units, they have been done.
What is the other unit you're referring to?
It is case 8 and case 9, unit 300 and unit 2.
Okay, all right. Well, we're going to consider one at a time, so we'll do that. Your recommendation is for next month, then?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay.
Yes, Madam Chair.
Do we have any comments from the board? Other comments?
I have comments, but I'll keep them to myself.
Yeah. You know, if you are going back to inspect and you feel the work can be finished, I'm going to be okay with that. So, you know, I guess if nobody has anything else to say, the chair will entertain a motion to amend the previous order of noncompliance and allow respondent until March 6, 2019 to come into compliance or be returned to a subsequent meeting for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day until compliance is achieved. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Harrington. Second, Mr. Jones. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Okay. All right, let's move on to CEB 1218-116, Keep It Up LLC. Nobody showed last month. This is case number 9 at the same address, number 202.
And just clarification, that would be 166 as far as the case.
I'm sorry, 166. I don't know what I said, but okay.
Madam Chair, members of the board, actually this, according to the inspector, Mr. McCoy, in this exact same circumstance, he's done an initial inspection. There were minor things that needed to be repaired. He did a walkthrough with this representative, and based on the things that were identified, he believes that they can have that taken care of by next cutoff.
Okay.
And I'll turn to Mr. McCoy if you need anything further,
okay.
But it's pretty much the same
so
situation.
So do you have February 26th as the date to reinspect?
Both, yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, both properties. And in your opinion, these are minor infractions and they can be completed by that time?
I believe that, yes.
Okay. Any comments from the board?
That was reinspection on 226, right?
Yeah, 226. Mm-hmm. All right, Chair will entertain a motion to amend the previous order of noncompliance while respondent until March 6, 2019 to commit to compliance and return to a subsequent meeting for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day until compliance is achieved. Such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mrs. Himes. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. McLean, all in favor say aye. I like sign opposed. Motion carries. Was it Ms. Ruby? Okay. All right. So that takes care of 8, 9, and 10. CEB 12-18-159, Audrey Houston at 727 School Street. We're here for a progress report and to set a compliance date. Good morning. State your name and address for the record and be sworn in.
My name is Audrey Houston, 727 School Street, Daytona Beach, Florida.
Okay.
Good morning. My name is Debbie Filer, and my address is 67 University Trail, Palm Coast, Florida.
Okay, we will hear from Mr. Jackson and Mr. McCoy, and then we'll give you a chance to speak. Okay.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for a progress report. The inspector is Jerome McCoy. And based on this progress report, we'll be recommending a compliance date. As of right now, the knowledge McCoy is relying upon is he's really had no follow-up as to the progress. So our recommendation as of this moment is next cutoff. We don't know what the intent or the plans are of the respondent.
Okay. Mr. McCoy. Have you made a visit to there recently?
I have, and I spoke to the owner of the property, and
uh-huh.
from my visual on the outside, I didn't go inside, that it was really nothing done at the time. However, when I spoke to her, she explained that some assistance, and I really would rather that she speak to that because I don't know all the details.
Okay, that's fine. All right. Ms. Houston, what would you like to say? Do you live there?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have other people living there?
No.
Then why would, I guess we'll have to ask why we would need a rental license then?
It, when the case originated, it was a complaint driven from a tenant at the time that was...
Oh, there was a tenant there.
Correct.
Okay. Is there a tenant there now?
No.
What happened to that tenant?
She moved.
Okay. Okay. All right, go ahead. What would you like to tell us?
Oh, I'm going to get it fixed in 2 weeks. I already got the roof, and I got a letter to show you.
I'm just going to read this. At the request of our client, Audrey Houston, this is from Vassilaris and Wagner, we are writing this letter to advise you that we have the honor of representing her for injuries that she sustained in the above-captioned accident. We're in the final stages of negotiating her claim. We anticipate releasing her settlement proceeds within the next 10 days. That was on February 12th. You should require any information, contact me. Josh Wagner. Okay, put that in the record. Okay. All right, go ahead. Thank you.
Okay. I can make a copy.
All right, so, so that letter says that you are going to... I guess get some money.
Right.
And then you'll be able to hire
the roofer.
The roofer. There are a lot of other things that need to be done. Will you be able to get those done?
Yes, ma'am. I'm gonna get the ceiling done.
What do you need a permit for? Do you know?
The roof.
Just the roof, but it says electrical system hazards here. Does that need a permit as well? I know. Mr. McCoy, what permits would be required for the anything for the electrical systems or?
The permit would be for the roof. The electrical system hazards was the damage to the roof that was leaking the water around the electrical that was going into the apartment.
So in other words, if the roof gets repaired, the electrical hazards will go away? Or does that, or do they need repair?
The roof is the major issue. That once the roof is put in place, then the water won't be able to get back inside and affect those electrical wiring.
Is water getting in now?
Well, my last visual, it was a tarp on there. So, in the place.
Because we just had a rain yesterday or the day before.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
My question is to Ms. Houston.
Yes, ma'am.
When you do the roof, you will do all the other things here. That's what I'm saying. Like you have smoke detectors and all that. All that will be seen.
Yes, ma'am.
Very loudly.
Before.
All right, so we need smoke detectors, insect screens, structural appearance standards, so I guess that's the roof. Okay.
Madam Chair, if I may, is the question that everything that needs to be done Will she believe the proceeds, is that adequate to get those things done, and does she plan to use those proceeds for that purpose? I guess, is that really what our question is?
Uh-huh.
And if it is that your circumstance? The money that you're getting, that's enough to take care of the things that have to be done, to your understanding?
Yes.
And that's what you plan to use it for?
Okay.
So,
go ahead.
I was going to say that, Mr. McCoy, you would have to check with all these other things because there's more than the roof here that needs repair. So, is she okay?
Right. Like I said, the roof is the major issue. However, the ceilings, it will have to be other permits pulled for the interior work for the ceilings.
Could you make her aware of what those other permits are so she knows what she has to get a permit for?
I have spoken to her.
Okay.
Yes. So,
and I will again, yes.
Okay.
I do have a good rapport with her, so I will.
Okay. Realistically, March the 6th, it's not going to be done. Isn't that correct? She needs more than March the 6th. She's not even going to start till the 25th. Well, I don't know. Unless you're awfully lucky, you'll have 10 days to get all this work done.
It looks like a lot of work.
I'm not opposed
and
to extending
pulling
it. That's all I ask. Why fine her when we can just give her the extra 30 days?
Well,
it's up to you. I just don't see how it works.
No, it's up to us.
Can I just ask this question? And I think I can answer a little bit at the same time. I just from my conversation with the inspector, Mr. McCoy, she has multiple units. This specific unit is unoccupied. And you very well may need additional time, but in any sense, we'll either want a progress report if we're not coming back for a compliance, because we just need to know that she understands what's going on and that she's taking the actions necessary even when she gets the funds. So our desire is to be back here for the next meeting.
Next month,
whether
right.
it's for okay. compliance or progress report.
So, no, go ahead.
One question. Is this your daughter?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to ask you to maybe relate to, I thought it was her daughter, more of what has to be done.
Well, I think they were sworn. I don't know if there was some
One person was sworn. Filer, will you come up and tell us why you're here and what your relationship is to Miss Houston?
Yes, ma'am. I am Miss Houston's niece. But the property there was left to my Aunt Audrey, Miss Houston, my mother, and my uncle, Smith Jones. My mom is deceased. We haven't gone through probate to get my name as well as my brother's. I have two brothers' names on the property. I have a cousin, Dion, and she has a brother whose name is also on the property. So we had a plan in place to get everything fixed. There are four units there. And if you repair one unit, you may as well repair all units. I understand that one particular unit that Mr. McCoy is looking at needs to be repaired more so than the others, but if you're going to repair the roof to one set, you may as well repair it to the other set. So I'm here to truly find out, you know, I know Mr. McCoy said the roof needs to be done. From there, you can work on the inside and do whatever else needs to be repaired. I also know that everyone that comes in has to be licensed to come in to do the repairs. And like I said, we did have a plan in place to get everything done, to work as a family, but sometimes things like that don't work out. So I need for the board to let my Aunt Audrey be aware of what is important. If things don't get done, this would happen, that would happen. The roof costs more than $10,000. We've had people to come and give us estimates and everything else that comes in. So I just want to make sure that I'm clear and understanding, as well as she needs to be clear and understand as well.
I don't she just left. I feel uncomfortable having a hearing when the respondent is not in the room.
No,
can we?
Responsibility to tell her, which is their
okay.
responsibility. The question is at this point, if you want to give her more time or not.
I'm still very unclear. Is this a single unit that we're looking at? It's a single unit, and there are four other units on the property, or three other units on the property?
There's a total of four units. That's one and three others.
And they're all separate?
Yes.
So we're only considering this one unit right now. That's what's before us, is just this one unit.
The one unit was where the complaint originated.
Okay.
However, the roof of the structure covers two units. It's two separate buildings on the parcel. The unit where the complaint was originated from, it came from the pictures that I have up here.
So in other words, all we need to be concerned with now is this one unit. It's this one.
The one unit, yes.
But does the BTR and the rental license need to be done for all of the units, or just this unit, or is that all we're considering? Is just this unit for that?
The unit is vacant. The other unit in that building, she lives there.
So it is a. Okay, I'm confused.
The owner lives in that unit. And
so there are two units in that one building.
Correct.
The owner lives in one of the units.
And the other is empty.
And the other unit is empty.
Is vacant, yes.
So are we still requiring a BTR and a rental license?
That was the original charges.
That was that, the original. And then the
violation
left.
That was there.
So what do we do with that?
Well, as of now, Madam Chair, and again, this obviously requires a lot more conversation, probably with the inspector and family, but I don't know if they're still holding it out as a rental, if it's their intent to continue to rent it. As of right now, it's vacant.
Okay.
If it's still being held out, then we need something that says, I won't be renting it anymore, or we need a rental a license.
Well, let me ask, do you intend to rent that unit out once it's fixed up?
I said no, but are you
going to
rent it out, Auntie
Audrey? No. All right. We heard the no. Okay.
That's not because the only issue is the compliance.
Yeah, I think we
so
need...
So what? Our only issue is to set a compliance date. Well, I would first like to see... obviously, this work is going to take a long time.
Yeah, we kind of agree with the perspective that Mr. Harrington was bringing forward, that we probably will take a bit additional time, but it's important to see the progress report.
Okay,
so that we know
all
that
right. Definitely. Any other comments?
I have one question.
Okay.
How much time would be given in order for her or for the family to come together to get that one section of the roof repaired?
That's what we decide now.
Okay. That's what we're trying to decide now. Do we want to set a compliance date now?
Yeah.
2 months from now?
Yeah.
And a progress report?
Set a progress report and then a compliance
next month.
Date.
All right.
Which would be...
Okay. The chair will entertain a motion to amend the previous order of noncompliance and allow the respondent until April 11th, 2019 to come into compliance or be returned to a subsequent meeting for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day until compliance is achieved. And the board further orders a monthly progress report begin next month. And the meeting date of that is 3/14/19. I think I need to say April 3rd on the compliance date.
Correct.
Yeah, thank you. All right, is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All right, motion, Mrs. House, second. Ms. Himes, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries.
Now, are they going to be dealing with you directly for some of these problems?
Yes.
Okay. When you come for the progress, when you...
you can deal.
No.
I don't live on the property,
right,
but sir.
Ma'am, if you'd like to talk. Excuse me. Stop. No, we're not.
I'm sorry.
When you come
order,
for,
please.
When you come
this
for
is
the
not how
recorded.
We conduct meetings here. If Ms. Houston wants to say something to the board, she's welcome to come back up and say something, and we'll hear her. But the conversation, private conversation between the two of you needs to be held outside. Okay.
When you come for the progress report, if you are making progress and you see you're going to have a problem with meeting that compliance date, that's when you have an opportunity to let us know that you may not be finished by then, and we can, if we choose, reconsider a compliance.
Yes, sir.
Madam Chair, if I can say, just for the sake, I mean, we have someone who's sworn to represent that they have a legal interest in the property as
right.
an heir. And so my understanding is the inspector's been speaking to both of them, and I expect he'll probably still do that, recognizing that there's an interest
whatever
in all parties.
Right.
And hopefully, you know, as we all know, sometimes family have to work some things out. Hopefully they'll get that all worked out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. That was case number 10. Case number 11 is in compliance. Case number 12, CEB 11-18-149, Jerry Albro. Mr. Albro here? Okay. Mr. Jackson and Mr. Alderman.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector is Steve Alderman. Mr. Alderman reports that the respondent has received permits approved, and so he's asking that we amend. And I'm not clear. I think we're amending for the final. Is that what's on the permits? I'd have to attend to Mr. This was a little update from our prior conversation regarding the case.
Good.
So I'll attend to Mr. Alderman.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the board. For the record, my name is Steve Alderman, City of Daytona Beach. Neighborhood inspector. This case was a trackies complaint based upon poor maintenance and boarded windows, which soon transpired into no doors behind the plywood and no windows behind the plywood, which created the need for Mr. Zimmerman and an engineer to get involved in a permit. Now, the permit was pulled in January 9th. This case was opened July 25. The permit is for repair posts and beams at the front porch and install two windows and one door. I have not talked or spoken to Mr. Albro since then, and I'm surprised he is not here because I actually spoke to him at the end of the last hearing. He said he was going to be here because nothing's been done, and still nothing's been done. So I would like to request $150 a day today.
Well, he wasn't here last month either.
Oh, I you sure?
Yeah.
Oh.
He was here.
Maybe it was before.
Yeah, he was here the month before that.
Okay.
So all the permits are filled. It's just a matter of getting the work done. And there's been no progress on getting that work done?
Well, the work that was done was actually the community came together and actually took care of his lawn.
Right.
And so, yeah, it looks much nicer.
No, but I mean, but he didn't need a permit for that.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no paint done. The garage is still a lot of trash debris. There's a lot of oil spilled in the carport. There's no painting done. And the main thing that's holding everything up is no action on the post and beams to hold up the porch and replace the door and window.
Okay.
A question about the accumulated trash. Does Waste Pro not pick up on things like that?
All of the lawn vegetation has been picked up.
Oh, it has.
The trash and debris that is in the carport has not, because it's under the carport.
Okay. Chair will entertain a motion to impose a fine of $150 per day against the respondent, effective today, February 14, 2019, and continue until compliance is achieved or reaches a maximum of $10,000. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Ms. Himes. Is there a second? Second, Mr. Jones. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, post.
Thank you.
All right. Case number 13, CEB 011901. Land Trust Service Corps at 416 North Oleander. The owner or representative here wasn't here last time. They're from Del Rey, I understand. Okay, where are we with this?
Yes, Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector is Steve Alderman. Mr. Alderman reports that the property remains in non-compliance. He's requesting a $150 day fine to a maximum of $15,000.
Okay.
And I attend to Mr. Alderman for any factual information.
Okay.
Hello.
Good morning. Again.
The city is requesting that this one and the following case be amended until next month because we have been unable to circumvent the processes of allowing her to do a phone conference call.
This is the one from West Palm Beach?
From Del Rey. Well, it said Del Rey here. The owner of the land trust is
so
from...
You're recommending $150.
Until this stumbling block of the ability to show up for the hearing, yes, that was the initial. But we came close to it, but we need a little bit more time to get that in all in play.
Let me ask a question. Why can't the owner show up?
Disability.
Why can't a representative show up?
As of this point, she doesn't have one. I have discussed that with Tony, that it is something that she needs to do, but I cannot force it.
Does someone live in this residence?
The 116, yes. 118, no.
So what you're trying to set up is a phone
conference yes.
With us or with
us? With you, yes.
And I explained there has to be someone there to swear in, or a court reporter on the other end, because we can't. Testimony has to be sworn. First of this. And Tony suggests that she just writes a letter expressing her viewpoint. And that would service her being here.
Yeah, as far as I don't know if Ms. Alderman has had any actual physical contact with the respondent. He has a note that she wrote, and that note basically said, the best I can tell from the note, that her disability is this age, that she's 70. I don't see anything else about an actual disability other than being over 70, unless I'm misreading that.
That's correct. I have had no physical contact, a lot of conversations on the phone, that's it.
You have had conversations
yes.
with her.
Yes, and she has made minimal progress. She's rocked the driveway, which was the only thing that I've seen done. And I did inspect it on the 11th.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping for compliance before next cutoff on both of them.
Do we have the ability to conference her in June?
We have to look for our IT personnel.
Do you have the ability to conference her in here?
Yes.
Okay.
Can we try calling her now?
Yeah, we don't know if she's got to be sworn in, so she's got to have somebody with her. You just can't take her testimony over the phone.
Yeah.
Because it's a quasi-judicial board, it has to be sworn testimony.
So it's a process for that to occur.
Yeah.
And that's my response to our staff has been that's a determination that the board, along with their counsel, would make as to whether or not someone would be allowed to.
This has been going on since September.
But she was notified in September, right, on both issues.
We don't have to give her any more time. We can find her today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying if we want a testimony, it has to be sworn. And I'm not sure she has to either have a court reporter there with her, or she has to have a notary there with her, or somebody can tell us that's who she is. We just can't take anybody over the phone.
Right. All right, so she was notified September 20th, 2018. When did you start, was that notification, did you have any contact with her on the phone then, or was that just mailed to her? Do you have dates of when she knew all this needed to be done?
Yes, of course. Okay. 9:25, I received the call.
I just wanted it in the record.
Oh, yes. Yes, I have.
Okay. All right. So when did you talk to her?
Regarding the conference call, it happened last month. I wasn't expecting it. It's something that just popped up. She requested that she see if she could obtain conference call to you through this process.
All right.
Madam Chair, were you asking when did he have communication with regarding compliance
mm-hmm.
or what it takes to comply?
Yeah.
When did you start discussing that those issues with him?
Well, she told me on 9/25 that she was going to begin to address the code issues tomorrow and then call when completed.
Okay. That's what I was looking for.
That's in my notes.
Yeah, thank you. So there...
Are these properties occupied?
What?
Are these properties occupied?
One of them is. So the case 13 that we're on, 1-1901, is the one that's occupied. All right.
And she rents these out from down there and has just to have communication.
She rents them from down south by phone and also obtains her labor the same way, which is why she's where she's at. Also, I wanted to mention, she has an RTL in place on this one, but it is under review because she still owes $104.
That's on 416, right?
Pardon? That's on the first one, case 13, 1901, 416, right, not 418. Okay.
I will address the other one when it pops up.
So she has the rental license. She just owes money on it.
Correct. It's under review. For lack of payment.
Right. Does she have a BTR on this one?
They are combined now.
Okay, they're combined. Okay. Oh, all right. Does anybody have any...
I just don't understand how she rents houses from down south
right.
up here. And she communicates just by phone. I mean, she's got to have somebody up here that shows this place to these people that...
It says key, probably.
Is that a question?
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, I know you're talking to her, but when you talk to her, you need to have her, whoever she's using, needs to come here and stand up for her.
I understand that, and that was part of the questions I had with her, because one of the people that has been her assistant in the past is a woman named Becky Malin. She's been here for years. Becky has... washed her hands of her.
Basically. Well, probably because she's not getting compensated
for
anything.
From a scale of 1 to 10, what do you think is going to happen the next time we hear this? Are we going to have any representation from her? Or are we going to continue this game of chicken?
Well, I think that we should start finding her and call her chicken.
I think we can find her not $150. Double that at least. That's the only way you're going to wake these people up. I mean,
this has been going since September. And on the 25th of September, she said she would get to it.
It's in my notes, yes.
She's in control now. If you want to take control, fine her.
Mm-hmm.
And still fine her a little teeny amount. Fine her $300 or more. And maybe she'll wake up. If not,
or have somebody show up for her.
Can I ask a question? What if we did extend it to try to give her a conference call, what's going to be different?
I honestly do not know.
No.
Well, the only reason the conference call was to, she's alleging a disability. We don't know if it is or isn't a disability. Giving that opportunity to speak to us by conference call solves that problem.
Well, I think...
She has her opportunity to address us.
Well, she had an opportunity when last month, too.
Yeah. Or have Becky, before Becky washed her hands with her.
Correct.
I don't know what the answer is, but I don't see anything happening.
I think at this point we just follow our procedure and impose a fine. I don't recommend 300. I believe we should stick with our normal 150 and let her take it from there.
Okay. 150 a day adds up pretty quick.
But is it 150 for, are we talking about both properties now combined or just
one? No, we're doing one at a time.
Okay, got it.
So 150 a day adds up pretty quickly.
To a max of 15.
To a max of 15.
Just one question. Did you tell her that we were going to give her a continuance today until April?
I did not say that. Okay. No, that's not my
okay.
I'll make sure.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
In fact, I've made it actually very clear that she's been supposed to be here for a determination of the fine.
All right. Mrs. Himes has made a motion to impose a fine of $150 per day against the respondent effective today, February 14th, and continue until compliance is achieved or reaches a maximum of $15,000. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second, Ms. McClain. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. All right. Let's do case number 14, CEB 011902.
Once again, Madam Chair, this is a case by the inspector, Steve Alderman. It's the same property owner, and I'll attend to Mr. Alderman.
Okay.
This one actually was the cause of the previous case.
Okay.
I responded to a complaint of a CRM complaint of no water. It was turned off by the property owner, and I was referred to it as a CRM through Officer Stinson. This whole thing was in a maneuver to cause an eviction or assist an eviction. She's aware of it, and at this point, this property has never had a RTL or a BT, and it is in the worse condition than the front one.
Okay. Do we need more discussion, or should we go?
I think we should just sign her.
Okay. Any more? All right.
She clearly makes no.
You want to make that motion?
I'll make the motion.
Okay.
150
Second.
A day.
All right. Motion to impose a fine of $150 per day against the respondent effective February 14th, 2019 today and continue until compliance is achieved or reaches a maximum of $15,000. Motion was made by Ms. Roby, second.
Me.
Ms. House, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Case number 15, CEB. 11-18-150, Munir E. El Farah. And last month, the new owner, was it Mr. Hanif was here? Okay. And he's back.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The Jefferson. Members of the board.
State your name and address.
Khaled.
State your name and address.
This is regarding property 121 Lockhart.
Raise your right hand. So, when there are affirmative testimony to your back provided, please hold to the
record. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we're going to hear from Mr. Jackson and Mr. Reconzone first, and then we'll hear from you.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector is Cliff Reconzone. Mr. Reconzone reports that the property remains in non-compliance, which was first notified back in August of 2018. He's requesting that $100 fine be imposed to a maximum of $15,000, and I would tender Mr. Reconzone.
Okay. Good morning.
My name is Cliff Reconzone. I'm the inspector.
Okay. So what you're saying that nothing has been accomplished?
They have accomplished quite a lot. They've done repairs to the roofs, pulled permits for the shed to get that roof repaired. The property has been maintained. There's only a few more things left on there that they have to complete.
Okay. But you're still recommending a fine starting today?
As our stance is that the property is still in non-compliance.
Correct.
If he asks for more time, then I'm going to give him more time. But
okay. Okay. Mr. Henning. Now, what is your relationship to Mr. Alfara?
I'm the power of attorney.
Power of attorney. Where?
And his, actually, one of the associates.
And what?
I'm his associate for over 20 years.
Okay. So, do you own the property?
Yes.
And
who lives there?
I'm sorry?
Who lives in this residence?
We are preparing. Munir is planning to live in the property.
He's planning to live in
yes.
it, but he doesn't.
There
Where does
some,
he live now?
There is some. He's in Tallahassee.
He lives in Tallahassee?
Yes.
Is there anyone in there now?
No, because there are some broken windows.
Yeah.
There was a little mixed up. I was even here at the office here. And where the non-compliance was the windows, we misunderstood. I take it the responsibility. There's no free damage to the windows. It is the glass, and I was told, and I did, Nafara and myself came in, tried to pull the permits for the windows. And I forgot the gentleman's name. I have it written in the folder here. Told me, well, those, if it's a glass, a permit is not necessary.
Okay.
And whatever minor thing has to be done, then maybe there will not be permits. So there are few touch-up to be done, put it this way. I'm asking if it is a feasible possibility of giving us some time for the compliance for Mr. Cliff to come and recheck everything. So, we have had two deaths in the family. My brother died today, is 3 months. I had a cousin died in New York because of all the snow. We have to go to the funeral, and in that respect, if I can get beginning of April to do full compliance, if the inspector could come, I'll appreciate if some time can be given.
Madam Chair, may I ask a question?
Go ahead.
You say you're the owner of the property?
Munir and myself, yes.
Why aren't you on the...
It is, but there was something when in August, when it was titled, they put me as POA.
Do you have a copy of the POA that explains that?
Yes.
On you?
I can look, but I'm not sure I'll have it with me. But
and
I'm sure the when we did the roof permits and so forth, the lady there had a copy of it.
Once again, this is from August.
Yes, this is when we acquired the property.
Please speak English.
There was something in the title where they said they need two signatures, but the person who did it, it was only one was required, and it was certified here by the zone, by the permit.
At any rate, you have the power of attorney. It's your
yes.
responsibility.
Yes.
How much time do you feel you need?
If I can get first week in April, we will be in full compliance.
I didn't.
First week in April. I have to go to a funeral in Canada. We are driving because of weather condition. Both Munir and I and today has been, what, 14th November, I was at a meeting here and my brother passed away. I had to just after the meeting.
Okay, all right, we appreciate that. Mr. Reckonzone, how much work needs to be done? We need to know. And no one lives there. Is the property being kept up?
Yes, the property.
And what needs to be done?
The property is being kept up.
Okay.
The damage is the replacing of the broken windows.
Okay.
If he's just going to replace the panes, then it doesn't need a permit. If he's going to replace the entire window, it does.
Okay.
So if it's replacing the entire window, it's going to take a lot of time. If it's going to just replace the panes, then at that point, it shouldn't take more than a month.
And that's all that needs to be done is replacing window panes?
And the finals on the two permits for the two roofs.
And the inspections for the roof.
I have the...
No, he has the permit.
I brought the
and they've
permit.
Done the work.
I brought the permit with me.
Okay.
It just has to be final.
It has to be finalized.
Yeah.
But the windows need to be done.
Correct.
So when are you planning on having the panes replaced?
Within the next few weeks, plus the completion of...
The completion of the finals of the...
Right. It seems to me that replacing the panes of glass could happen within a month. And the getting the inspection could probably happen within a month, and that's what you're contending. So, what does any?
I'm making a motion that we give them to 4-3, but we will find them on our meeting at 4-11 if it's not done.
All right.
Yes.
Second.
All right.
Ridiculous.
The chair will entertain a motion to amend the previous order of non-compliance and allow respondent until
April
March
3rd.
6th.
April 3rd.
April 3rd?
Yes, she
yeah.
said
4-3.
Oh. Okay.
Or you think that's too much time?
Well, it doesn't matter. If we want to discuss it. I don't see what I'm not seeing is why it should take a month to get an inspection, and 2 months to get an inspection and replace window panes.
Well, so he's got to drive to Canada.
Well, he doesn't have to do
that. It isn't 2 months, it's 6 weeks from today.
What does everybody else say?
There's a motion on
the floor. Yep, there's a motion on the floor. Let's deal with that. To amend the previous order of noncompliance and allow respondent until April 3rd, 2019 to come into compliance or be returned to a subsequent meeting for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day until compliance is achieved.
So moved.
All right. No, the motion was Ms. Roby's second, I mean.
Second.
Second, Ms. House. All right. All in favor say aye.
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 Like sign opposed. Motion carries. Okay. Till April.
Yeah. I guess done. Can I just address the board real quick before
yes.
we move on to new cases? We've had a couple of complaints about the volume. I just want to remind everybody, if you could, please make sure your mic is on and that you're speaking into the mic.
Okay.
It's creating a little bit of problems for the IT. They're having to raise
okay.
your guys' mic levels.
Okay.
Really appreciate the help. Thank you.
I think I'm doing okay.
Some of us are louder than others.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Madam Chair, I think you really need to figure out who owns this property. Maybe look at the tax records or something, because I've never heard of a power of appointment. I'm not exactly sure what he meant by that. I'd like to know who owns it. Which would tax records would show? Wouldn't there be,
when we have the property, we have the private person in front of us, he may have a power of attorney to speak for the owner. It may not be the owner itself.
No, it says, according to the minutes, he is the new owner. Right?
So,
right.
And at least we could corroborate. I have my staff to check and at least corroborate
right.
that he
Make
was
sure,
authorized
yeah.
to be able to pull a permits and so forth. So
yeah,
someone somewhere
would
have had to at least
yeah.
have made that check. So I think at least the authority or the right to speak on behalf of the property probably at the very least may be adequate.
Okay.
And for our purposes, I think that would be good enough.
I think so.
I think we probably cited based upon the property appraiser. Okay, so.
Okay. Well, we have the property owner now. Okay.
Okay, so I would expect there's something in the file that says that.
Okay. Four. Okay. All right. I guess. That's fine.
Okay. Think it's
so
fine.
He's not an owner. He just has the power of attorney.
Well, it's listed as Volusia County Taxes,
that means power of attorney? Right.
So he's a contract.
He has authority to speak then.
I mean, what?
Far as who, he does have the authority to speak.
Yeah, he has the authority to speak, but he's not necessarily the owner.
We've had
correct.
Fantasy property managers in here
right.
speaking.
Exactly.
So what's the big deal?
Right. Well, I mean, at least he has power of attorney.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's move on to our new cases. Case number 16, CEB 0219-24, Katie DeWeese. At 833 Valencia. Ms. Deweese here. Okay, no show. And right, Mr. Reckonzon and Mr. Jackson.
Yeah, Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or non-compliance. The inspector is Cliff Reckonzon. Mr. Reckonzon reports that the property remains non-compliant. He's asking that you give until next compliance for the property to come into compliance. I attend to Mr. Reckonzon.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Reckonzon?
Are you referring to, it looks like a trailer. Is that a car?
It's a wooden trailer right there in the corner of the house in the front. There was multiple commercial vehicles when I first sighted the property, but as of right now, that's the only thing left. And the last few inspections, that's
all. Have you talked to this individual to tell her that that needs to be moved as well?
I've had no contact with them at all.
All right. Chair will entertain a motion to find respondent non-compliance and or respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff date, March 6, 2019, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
I moved.
All right. Let's see. I guess that was Ms. Roby and made the motion and second.
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Harrington. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Case number 17, CEB 02-19-13, Pat Hurd, 822 Vernon. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good problem.
Pat Hurd, 822 Vernon Street, Daytona Beach, Florida. Yes.
Okay, well, we'll hear from Mr. Jackson and Mr. Reckonzon and then give you a chance to speak.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or non-compliance. The inspector's Cliff Reckonzon. Mr. Reckonzon indicates he's been in contact with Ms. Hurd and that she actually has the installation complete and has it permitted, just waiting for the permit to final. So
okay.
I just need to have it final and then everything will be taken care of.
Cool.
I'll turn to Ms. Rex on if there's anything further.
Okay, any questions for Mr. Reckonzon?
Do you know when they're going to come and check the...
She has to call for an inspection.
Okay. You going to call for an inspection today?
Yes, within the 180 days.
You need to get a call. You just need to call in.
Yes.
And have them come out and do a final inspection.
I will.
Okay, you got to call today?
No. Because
all right,
it's not complete.
What would you like to say? Let's hear what you have to say. What would you like to tell us?
First of all, I must say I did not know I had to get a permit once I tear a fence down. It was just a wooden fence. And I was just, it's been there since maybe 1960 or 70. And I thought I'll put up a new fence, in which I did not know I needed to put a get a permit. And there's no problem. But I have enjoyed being here listening to all of the cases. I really have. There's no problem. I will be calling in the next two or three weeks.
Okay, good.
Okay.
So that'll, okay.
Next cutoff.
That's fine. Next cutoff is fine, then.
Next cutoff?
That, well, we'll give you until March 6, 2019.
March the 6th?
Uh-huh. Until then.
Okay.
All somebody needs to do is come out. They said the work was done. All somebody needs to do...
No, it's not quite done.
Mr. Reckonzone? I'm sorry, I misunderstood.
It's not quite done because I stopped because I did not understand the paperwork, the last letter I received.
Okay. Well, what's left to be done?
Another panel to be placed.
That's it?
Yes.
Okay.
I have a question, Mr. Reckonzone. Is it always necessary to have a permit when you're replacing a fence that's there?
If you're replacing any more than 50% of a fence, you have to have a permit.
Well, how do we as citizens supposed to know these questions or answers if it's not given?
When I gave you the notice, there was, as long as you came in compliance after the notice was done, in the timely manner, this would have never caught this far.
Okay. You say 50% of the fence. Is that just the part I'm doing, or is the fence around my property?
Fence around the property.
Well, if that's the case, I didn't need a permit. That is not my house on the left that you can see. That is not my property. It's not being shown now. But if he's saying if you need a permit, if you're doing 50% of your fencing,
you
only did one side.
Yes.
Okay. So this came in as a complaint because the actual fence line from where the original fence was and where the replaced fence was, the fence line was actually moved.
Okay.
The fence line has been moved back. The new fence has been moved back to where the old fence line is, but the fence line has to be, the inspection has to be final. So it shows that the fence is in the proper place.
So we have a permit.
Permitted.
It's permitted. So you can go ahead and do the work. You can go ahead and get that extra panel put in, and then the case will be over. They'll come out and inspect
it. It's no problem.
It's no problem. So we'll give you a month to do that if that's what everybody wants to do.
Thank you.
Okay.
So that would be March the...
Yeah, it's March the 6th.
Then March the 6th?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Let us make a motion to that effect. The chair will entertain a motion to find respondent in noncompliance and order respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff day, March the 6th, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So
motion, Ms. Himes. Is there a second?
A second.
Second, Ms. Roby, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion
Thank
carries.
Thank you, Mr. Cliff and others.
Okay, case number 18, CEB 0219-32, Assad and Selma Neo. Are they here? Okay.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or noncompliance. The inspector is Cliff Reckonzone. Mr. Reckonzone reports he's only had contact with a tenant. He hasn't even had actual responsive contact from the owner. The property remains in noncompliance. We're requesting that they be in compliance by next cutoff. I tender Mr. Reckonzone.
Okay. There's a picture there with a police car.
Right.
In the driveway. Are there other issues at this house that we need to know about?
Live there?
That's the tenant, and they're working on purchasing the property.
They're what?
Working on purchasing the property.
Oh.
And once they purchase the property, they said they'll be, come into compliance.
That's what she was asking about the police.
I was asking about the police car that was
there. That's the tenant.
That's the
tenant.
That's the tenant?
Okay. Correct.
So we still don't have the owner here?
No. I have not made contact with the owner other than certified mail and postings.
They signed it? Sent it there?
No. I had to post the property.
Okay, so the police car that is the tenant that lives there knows about the no parking on front and side yard because that is a
correct
violation. So has that part been fixed?
That part has been fixed.
Okay. Was it the police officer parking illegally?
There was, I can't say which vehicles were owned by who.
Okay.
Did
right,
you ever
okay
see the police car?
Here's a question.
No, the police car was never parked on the grass.
Okay. All right. Here's a question. Do these people need a BCR and a rental inspection?
That will be a different case.
Okay.
A different case. This is okay, so all we're considering here is the roof and the fence.
The roof and the fence, point. Yes. I all can right see the numbers on the house now, and I can also, the cars are
okay
no longer parking on the
house. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, well, I mean, it's, those are the two things we're...
Well, the property's in non-compliance.
So right, so not easy. The chair will entertain a motion to find respondent non-compliance and respondent come into compliance by the next cutoff date, 3-6-2019, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
I'm a
second.
Motion, Mr. Roby, second, Ms. Jones. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Case number 19, CEB02-19-27, Trace Lynn Ornella. Ornella. Okay. Is that person here? So you can correct my pronunciation. 509 Mobile. No BTR, no rental license.
Yes. Yes. Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or non-compliance. The inspector is Jerome McCoy. Mr. McCoy reports that the property remains in non-compliance. However, he does have an inspection scheduled, I think today. We're asking that the property be brought into compliance by next cutoff.
Okay.
And I tend to Mr. McCoy. Yeah, get in.
So the bill, it's occupied by a tenant now, and you're going to check it today?
I'm going to do an inspection at 2 o'clock today, yes.
Oh, good.
All right. All right, Chair will entertain a motion to find respondent non-compliance or respondent come into compliance by the next cutoff date, March 6, 2019, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Mr. Harrington made the motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Roby. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Okay, case number 20. CEB02-19-23, Lakeisha Allen, 703 Kingston. Respondent is present. Please state your good morning and state
morning
your name and address for the record.
Do you want my Georgia address?
Yeah, wherever you live is what we
okay
want.
6527 Rebecca Lou Lane, Lithonia, Georgia, 30087.
And your name?
Lakeisha Truesdale.
Raise your right hand. Are you
going to
testify
as well? Yes. State your name.
Ian Irishaw.
Okay.
6527.
What's your last name, sir?
Irishaw.
Yep.
Capital
R. I got it. Okay.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is truthful, and truth, and nothing but the truth? Yes. Thank you.
Okay, let us hear from Mr. Garcia and Mr. Jackson right now.
Yeah. Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or non-compliance. The inspector is Daniel Garcia. Mr. Garcia reports that this vehicle with no tag, that was a junk vehicle.
by definition, and it remains in non-compliance. It had no contact. This is, I think he expressed the surprise of that was the respondent. So I believe this is his first time seeing or hearing anything from the respondents.
Okay.
I turn to Mr. Garcia.
Any questions for Mr. Garcia? Good morning.
Good morning. Inspector Garcia with Daytona Beach, and my credentials are on file.
Go ahead.
I had contact. It was a while back. This case originated with several properties in the area of code violations. It started with just peeling paint and what we call junk vehicle at the time. The vehicle had no tag, as you can see, and then have a cover on it. When I spoke to the one of the property owners, I believe it was the daughter, they were out of town, they were in the hospital. Someone was very ill. I gave them time to come back, told them that I would extend it, and if they can get started on at least the exterior. They did. The exterior has been painted, it's been taken care of.
Good.
The car was covered, but I don't know if the if it has a tag, if it's registered or not.
Okay.
So that's why we're
here. That's where we are today.
That's correct.
Okay, well, would you like to tell us?
Yes, we did speak with Mr. Garcia by email and phone a few times. Mom was in the hospital, and she's since transitioned. She stage 4 cancer, just totally out of the blue. So a lot of our correspondence was while I was at the hospital with my father, with my mother. So I did email, and I have all of the emails where he and I did talk with each other. So we, my mom passed on November 2nd. We buried her on the 10th. And we came down the following weekend and brought everything up to compliance as he asked. Prior to leaving Daytona Beach, we went by where code enforcement now is. We came over here and they were like, it's not here anymore, it's over at the... So we went by to speak with him to make sure we had done everything. So in that time, I misunderstood, I guess, him saying that the car needed... I guess he sent a tag or...
Registration.
Okay, registration. So what I did and my father did, because the car was left to my mom and my grandmother that have since passed, we went over and had the title. So I was thinking that's what he was talking about.
Okay.
So with everything going on, it was just total lack of... I totally misunderstood him.
Okay.
Because we wouldn't have come down and gotten everything in compliance and...
Right.
Not get tagged if that's what we needed. So I did go by to see him before we left. The young lady that I guess is responsible for mailing the letters out did come down and speak with me and said that she would let him know that I came by. And so immediately upon leaving, I did send him a text message and let him know that I dropped by. Well, not a text, but an email to let him know, and I do have that, to let him know that I had dropped by and to, you know, let me know where we stood. And the young lady that I met with in the atrium of the police station over there. Okay, I thought she looked familiar. That was us. And so she said that if there were any problems, we would hear from him. But I still, because he did, you know, communicate with me by email and phone call, wanted to give him the respect of just coming to say thank you, because we were going through so much at the time. And we appreciated him extending us that time. So we did come down and do it, but we didn't get to speak with him, so I was able to speak with this young lady right here. And I didn't hear back from him from the email that I sent, and so I followed up about 2 or 3 days later with another email, which I have, just to, you know, find out where we are, what do you need us to do, anything else. I sent him pictures of everything that had been done. So when this came in the mail, it was a shock, because it was like I since tried to contact you twice and didn't get a response to you, when before we were communicating, you know, via email, basically. So here we are today, and we since came down and we got it taken care of, which we would have done had I understood
that. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
So, I mean, does this mean it's in compliance now?
We're looking just for a re-inspection, that's all. I just need to be contacted.
And I have a picture if they need it, and here's the receipt for getting rid of
terrific.
The car.
Thank you very much, and thank you for taking care of everything. We appreciate that, and sorry for all the sorrow.
Thank you.
Can we get that
sorrow.
In the record?
True.
Make a copy of that?
Yes.
Okay. We'll just make a copy of that.
Thank
so what
you.
We're going to do, the procedure is we find you in non-compliance.
Correct.
And give you, Mr. Garcia, you can arrange with Mr. Garcia and come over today.
Yeah, I can do it today.
Declare you
That's
in
no problem.
Compliance. Okay.
That's no problem.
All right. The chair will entertain a motion to find respondent non-compliance and respondent to commit to compliance by the next cutoff date, March 6, 2019, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion? Motion, Mrs. Hahn. Second?
Second.
Second, Ms. House. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate you.
Okay. Case number 21, CEB 0219-20, Walter McCarthy, 2210 North Oleander.
I'm going to apologize on that last case that apparently someone forgot.
It's okay.
Communication.
Well, it all got worked out.
Yes.
So is this Mr. McCarthy here? Please come forward.
Walter McCarthy, 2210 North Oleander Avenue, Daytona Beach, Florida, 32118.
Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony that you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to hear from Mr. Alderman and Mr. Jackson first, and then we'll give you, Walter, a chance to speak, okay?
Thank you. Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for a determination of compliance or noncompliance. The inspector is Steve Alderman. Mr. Alderman reports that the property remains in noncompliance. He's asking for an extra cutoff for the property to come into compliance. I turn to Mr. Alderman.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes,
okay.
Sorry.
This case came before me as a track ease complaint based upon a down fence and outside storage and fencing piled in the back. It's a very large lot. It was opened up 8-9 of 18. I have posted it a few times on every time. The last one was actually a stop recorder as well. What has transpired is that Mr. McCarthy, or someone, has utilized the pile of fencing and replaced the old fencing with the old fencing, or the new fencing with the old fencing. So anyway, I have not been able to have any contact with him until, I believe, well, on 2/11. That's okay. On 2/11, I did have a phone message from Mr. McCarthy, and I tried to call him back, but he has no mailbox, so I went out to the house and actually knocked on the door. There was a black car there, but I still didn't get a response. So I have tried to get a hold of him, but he's realized that he has to do something. So so far at this point, it's noncompliance. Next cutoff.
Okay. What would you like to tell us, sir?
There's a stop work order, as you said. I thought it was existing fencing, so I put it back up, and I guess I went down to, try to pull a permit. It was never a pull permit, even by the previous owners. I bought the house in 2011, and the fencing was brand new and beautiful, and the hurricanes just destroyed it, and I piled it up, not knowing what to do, and I had a friend come over who does this type of stuff. He helped me out, and I was kind of under the impression I didn't need a permit, so I don't know what else. I mean, the fencing itself seems fine to me. I mean, I work in backyards. I work for the utilities, and I'm in backyards all the time where the fencing's just destroyed, rotting. I don't know what compliance is at this point, honestly.
The fence is damaged and you're repairing it?
Yes.
And you need a permit for that?
Okay, I thought it was pre-existing. I wasn't aware of that.
Okay. So that's a...
He's not required to replace the fence, is he? Can just leave it with no fence. But he's got to remove the debris.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Is that your question? Oh. Is he required to replace the fence?
No, well, my initial notice of violation was not to do that, but to remove the piles of
garbage.
Old fencing that were in the back corner of the property, as well as it was partially mowed, partially not, but a lot of stuff that was in the backyard that was piled against the north neighbor's fence line. That's what caused the complaint. Now, the bigger issue for the stop work order was the fact that it was put up without a permit, but in order to put the old stuff up, the 4x4s were reversed. The portion that was in the ground now is above ground. It's not straight, and it looks like it's been through a hurricane. That was the other thing that caused the next stop work order process. So I wouldn't have put a stop work order if he wouldn't have put up the fence. Just removing all the stuff would have been adequate.
Do you understand what he's saying now?
Kind of. I mean, I can clean up that wood. It's not gonna.
Do you need the fence there? Do you want the fence there?
Yes, I do.
Okay, then if you want the fence, it's not in good enough shape to use the old fence, is what he's saying. So you either have to get a permit and put a new fence up, or take the fence down and get rid of the wood.
I can refurbish the wood. It's not in that bad a condition. I mean, as a matter of fact, I was.
Whatever you need to do to come into compliance would be.
That's what I'm here to find out.
Okay. Mr. Alderman would be happy to tell you what you could do. We can't tell you what you need to do. Mr. Alderman can tell you that. So the case is before us for noncompliance, and is there any more discussion? Okay, the chair will entertain a motion to find respondent in noncompliance and a respondent come into compliance by the next cutoff date, March 6, 2019, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
I'm a
second.
Motion, Ms. Roby, second, Ms. Himes, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries.
Yes.
Okay, so you two get together and figure out, please, what you need to do, okay? Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Now, case number 22, CEB 02-19-21, Arlene K. and Laguerre Danielides.
Good morning, Madam Chairman. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. It's Arjean Danielides and Laguerre.
Okay.
It's my sister and my niece. And this particular home...
I'll just state your name and address for the
record. I'm sorry. I'm Peter Caracos. I reside at 300 Emery Drive, Daytona Beach. And you know what? I haven't been in this chamber since Yvonne Scarlett Golden was mayor. It's been a while.
That's a while.
Sorry. Raise your right hand, please.
Right hand? Okay.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony that you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to let the respondents, Arlene and Laguerre, are your sister and brother-in-law?
Arjean, A-R-G-E-N-E.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's Arjean. Okay.
Is my sister.
Yeah.
And Laguerre is my niece.
Okay, sister and niece. Okay.
Are they the owners, or do they live there also?
No, they do not live there. This is my parental home. My mother's 96 years old. Somehow my sister, and this was not really known to me, managed to get her name on the deed, although the mortgage is still in my mother's name. So it's one of those family things.
Sounds very Shakespearean. Yes.
Anyway, I live there, and I oversee my mother's health care at this particular point in time. Although she is got her full faculties, she's really feisty, and she tortures her son.
All right, let us hear, please, from Mr. Jackson first, then Mr. Alderman, and then we'll get on with the rest of the story.
Yes, Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or noncompliance, the inspector, Steve Alderman. And Mr. Alderman reports that it's pretty much near compliance already. He's sure they'll be able to be in compliance by next cutoff. He's asking for a finding of noncompliance, next cutoff for compliance. Tend to Mr. Alderman.
So the exterior siding falling is what? The brick that we're talking about? Or
that's all down.
Stucco. That's all down. Okay. And protective treatment? What's that?
The protective treatment, basically this started with a proactive case that I saw because part of this, I guess you'd call it decorative brick, was put over top of the block. Part of it was falling down, and so I stopped in and created an NOV, and also the fascia boards needed paint. Now, when I got a hold of this gentleman, he immediately started working on the fascias and took care of them right away. The rest of it was taking a while, but it ended up transpiring to the point that this fake brick that was put, or the brick that was put over top the block, was so bad that they removed the entire house exterior. And they're to the point to where the south side is actually waterproofed and primed. The other two sides are stripped, and they're basically going through and filling all the little nail holes. The nail holes just simply didn't go into the block far enough. They rusted off. The siding, the fake siding, started to fall.
Okay.
So I am confident that they will be done at this point by next cutoff.
Okay, terrific. Are you confident in that? Can you be done by that?
I am, and I just wanted to tell you that the reason for the delay in us acting on this is not because we didn't recognize that it looked bad. This actually was triggered by Hurricane Irma. We put in there was some grant money that was available through the Florida Department of Economic Opportunity, and we put in for that. Don't know whether we'll ever get it or not, but the bottom line is we wanted to. If they were going to come and inspect it, we figured we better leave it as it was for that time. Point is this, though. It was coincidental that Steve called up this hearing at this time because we had already made the decision that enough time had elapsed and we were going to tear the old brick down. And the only reason, actually, other than that we held off doing it is because my father had that brick put up in 1988. My mother nagged the crap out of us to either repair it or replace it. But you know what? You can't find a masonry contractor who does that kind of work that way. I actually found the original receipt and went hunting for the original contractor who apparently died about 5 years ago. So
okay. All right, but you're well on your way to finishing things. And okay, so we're going to do what we do in these cases is find you a non-compliance in order, or you know, so you'll be in compliance by next time.
Yes.
Okay. All right. The chair will entertain a motion to find respondent non-compliance in order for respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff date, March 6, 2017, or be returned to the board for consideration or fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Ms. House, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Roby. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you.
And happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sir.
Take care.
All right. Now, case number 23, CEB02-19-28. Alan and Deborah Bukowski. Anyone here? Okay.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or noncompliance. The Inspector Steve Alderman. Mr. Alderman reports that. I don't know what it reports. What did it report, Mr. Alderman? I tend to Mr. Alderman to.
Okay.
If I see the board.
Hello again.
Good morning.
Yeah, Ms. Bukowski called me and told me she would not be able to attend.
Uh-huh.
And she is very well aware of this situation, but this came as a CRN complaint of a shed and parking on city easement. That's right off of Golf and... Oleander, I believe it is. But anyway, it's by the school. It's very visible, and I talked to her a number of times, and she very adamant that she actually had a permit for this shed that's on the easement and the vehicle parking as well. So she is very well aware of it. But the bottom line is that she ended up with a fine back in 7/6 of 15 for the same exact thing of $1,500. Now, it's taken a while for me to obtain this GIS plot map process. I haven't been able to show it to her. I was hoping she'd show up today. But the lines of the property are right over top of the shed and right over top of her vehicle that she parks on. She's so close to the parking, she's not even allowing a setback. And she... believed that the permit from Home Depot qualified. It doesn't. And so I told her about this all about this yesterday, so she's aware of it, and at this point it's non-compliance. Next cutoff, please.
Okay. Any questions for...
Well, her only remedy is to remove the shed or get something from the city.
Well, that process won't happen because it's too close. There's not even a setback.
That's her choice, is to
correct.
Remove the shed.
Okay. All right. Chair will entertain a motion to find respondent non-compliance or respond to come into compliance by the next cutoff date, March 6, 2019, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Ms. Roby, is there a second?
Second.
Did I hear a second?
Yes.
Second, Mr. Harrington. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Okay, case number 24, CEB 021929, Mark Switzler, as trustee of the Perfect World Programming Trust. Right. 117 South Grandview Avenue.
Good morning.
Good morning. State your name and address for the record and be sworn in, sir.
My name is David Headley. It's H-E-A-D-L-E-Y, 539 North Oleander Avenue, Daytona Beach, Florida.
State your name. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth and will prove nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
All right, we'll first hear from Mr. Alderman and Mr. Jackson, and we'll give you a chance to speak, sir.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or noncompliance. The inspector, Steve Alderman. Mr. Alderman reports that the property is in noncompliance and is requesting next cutoff for the property to be brought into compliance. I turn to Mr. Alderman.
Okay. This was a management referral from my supervisor to go out and check on the construction without a permit, and he was correct. It's at 117 Grandview, and the date for my inspection was 10-11 of 18. Since that time, Mr. Aaron, is that you?
No, sir.
Okay.
He's the contractor.
That's right. Okay.
Right.
They do have a permit applied for. But it is still under review. In fact, I talked to this gentleman this morning. There was a couple of issues that the building department wanted, and it's in a Main Street redevelopment. And so he wasn't aware of one of them, and he has been there this morning, so I'm going to let him attest to what he found.
Who was there this morning? Okay.
Oh, no, sir. I was
on the... Oh, you weren't? Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
No.
I talked to somebody.
No.
Okay.
I'm an employee of the property management company. Mr. Spritzler lives in California.
Hold on a second.
Sure.
He lives in California, and you are employed by him?
No, ma'am. I work for the property management company.
And what is the property management company?
It's called Danielle Enterprises, LLC.
And are they located in Daytona?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you are authorized to speak on Mr. Spritzler's behalf. Is
yes,
that
ma'am.
Correct?
Were your people property managers at the time of the original violation?
Yes, sir.
What was that question, Mr. Harrington?
Whether the property management company was in charge when this violation first occurred
in
October. So was it under your authorization that this work took place without a permit?
My personal authorization?
No, the company you work for. The management company.
Yeah,
did they order this work done without a permit?
Not to my knowledge. I'm relatively new with the company.
No.
When did you start working for them?
Probably about the second week of November.
Okay.
The reason I asked the question, we have so many things going on with property managers that come up and they don't know anything about it. Things just happen.
Yeah, I understand.
And it's getting to be very uncomfortable dealing with this.
Okay, so are these unit, rental units?
They are.
These are, and how many are there?
Nine. There are nine units in the building.
Are they occupied?
All but, yes, ma'am, all but the one that's where the construction.
There's only one under construction?
There's only one that's unoccupied due to the.
One is unoccupied, but are all of the units being renovated?
No, ma'am, not to my knowledge.
Just one?
That's right.
Okay.
And you have the permits applied for?
They're not granted yet.
They're not done. You've stopped
right.
The work.
Yeah, and after my phone call this morning with Steve, I went to the building and zoning, and there was a new stipulation that came out yesterday, 213. It says wall replacement details are not shown. The existing door or window openings are to remain, or a facade will be revised from existing. Please provide exterior elevation detail to confirm material design and color will match existing facade elements that have modified. Please note changes on the plans. That would impart to me that we're going to have some more plans drawn and perhaps stamped by an engineer, as I had with the other plans, which took me a long time to get.
So, Mr. Alderman, when do you think all this is going to start leading to compliance?
Well, this has been going on since October. The permit was applied for February 8th. The two sets of copies shouldn't be that difficult, but they still have to get the other one for Mr. Berger. So I would say, conservatively, probably a progress report next month, and then finalized by the final of the next month, just to allow enough time.
Let me ask you a question. How much renovation is going on? What kind of renovations? I see the wall knocked down. I don't see anything.
Yeah, I don't know what the scope of it's going to be, ma'am. We haven't gotten an estimate for what the price is going to be. Mr. Van Aaron hasn't tendered that yet, so I don't know.
Members of the board, I was not there on the initial inspection, but Officer Stinson was.
Okay.
I didn't use his one photo because I figured he would be here just in case. So I'll let him speak for a moment.
Well, I'm asking about how extensive they are because I want to know.
I haven't seen it.
If it's applied for contract permits and that work is getting... Are you satisfied the work is getting done and that what they've... That's what I need to know.
Honestly, I can't see anything past that white Tyvek wall. That's
right.
All I've seen.
Okay.
The
right.
One photo that I did see that because the trash and debris was piled up front, but that's all I've seen right there.
Okay.
Has that rubble been removed? We don't need a permit.
That was my assumption, yes. Yes.
So let me ask another question. Do they need? Does each unit need a BTR and a rental inspection? Right.
This there's more than four on this one.
Yeah, I said there were nine.
Yeah, all they need is a BT.
Because they're nine units.
Correct.
Not
more than
no RTL.
Four. Okay. How long is this work going to take?
I don't know. I thought that a 60-day continuous would be, if we could get that, would be phenomenal.
And
everything
would be finished? Or hopefully finished?
Yeah, hopefully, yes. Yes, ma'am.
What does anybody think about that?
Well, if they just applied for the permit on the 8th, and it's still in review,
right?
Yeah. I don't know how you're going to get all
right.
That work done by
exactly.
The
8th. That's what I'm thinking. And plus, there's evidently more you have to apply for as well, more permits, right? Didn't you say you had to cover it?
Possibly so. I'm not. I don't know. This just came, like I said, I just found out today.
since this is in a redevelopment zone, does it have to go necessary that it goes to the redevelopment board?
Well, it's going to Mr. Berger now, yes.
It's going to Mr. Berger now, okay. But not the board.
How long does it take for Mr. Berger to turn things around?
Honestly, I'm not sure, but I do know that he just put in the most recent one for the elevation. I believe that was yesterday.
Okay. Well, are we willing to do 2 months, or do we want a progress report? What?
I think we should get a progress report.
Next month. Okay. All right. The chair will entertain a motion to find the respondent noncompliance and order a progress report at the next meeting, which is 3/14/19, and allow the respondent until July 3rd, 2019 to come into compliance or be... April 3rd, 2019.
I can't say.
Yeah. Are you? I bet you were.
So I got on the record, sure.
Or be returned to the board for consideration for $1,000 per day. Is that such a motion? Bless them. They're playing tricks on me. Ms. Roby, motion. Second. Mr. Jones, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, side, opposed. Motion carried. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. This is our last new case, CEB 0219-30, Charles and Lorraine Buncombe. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Charles Christopher Buncombe Jr., 408 Zelda Boulevard, 32118.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
So help me God.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to let Mr. Alderman and Mr. Jackson talk to us about these cases first, and then we'll give you a chance, sir.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or noncompliance. The inspector, Steve Alderman. Mr. Alderman reports the property is in noncompliance, and he's asking for compliance by next cutoff. I turn to Mr. Alderman.
Okay.
This came in as a public complaint for a tarped roof, and of course I showed up, and the tarp was there. It's been tarped for a while. I have not had any contact with Mr. Buncombe yet, but at this point, non-compliance, next cutoff, please. No permit has been applied yet.
So the issues are all roof related.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Any questions for Mr. Alderman? All right, Mr. Buncombe, what would you like to tell us?
Well, the which is on the note saying about my drainage and which has been done. The drain has been taken down. And the roof, I put new top on it, which my neighbors and stuff pulled in and helped me.
Okay.
Which I have no other in because my wife and our daughter's dead. So I have just myself to pull up with the government's help to see what they give me.
Okay.
And so that's what I'm trying to do, and I'm doing the best I could. God give me the strength to get up each and every morning. So I did what the best I could, and I did it. So all day I'm looking at it this way until I get the funds to replace my roof. Which I'm going to do.
When do you feel that you will have the means to replace your roof?
Ma'am, I only make $790 a month. So I have to take time to pay my bills and stuff with what I have and keep saving up a little bit that I have. I can't put an approximate date on when I will save that type of money. Which I've been going through all the agencies and stuff trying to pull in to help me. And which they would, they did, they gave me some shingles and stuff, which I got to put aside. But I need the wood and all that to put on the back, which the hurricane damaged it. And so they told me they'll put top up. And so which they did.
So you're waiting on insurance money?
No, ma'am, I don't have insurance.
Okay.
I paid my insurance money, I had to put into a funeral.
Anybody have any idea?
Yeah, this is difficult for me, and we can't give advice, so I'm...
I mean, there are programs, housing type programs that the city have. Have you looked into any of those? See any of those?
Yes, I have figured it out and everything. They say it's in the process of waiting.
Okay, so you're waiting on them.
Different other cases.
Okay.
So I'm in a line.
Okay, so you are signed up for different programs. FEMA? I mean, was that a...
I don't know if he...
I don't want to suggest anything. I'm just asking. FEMA came in, the first hurricane,
they did what they can do, they gave me what they can give me, so we tried to apply and did what they told me, and they came back and checked, and they said, well, that's all they can do. So,
okay.
I had to do the best of my own.
So, if we want to... How much time do you think we want to... I mean, 6 programs... Okay, we're aware of some programs that we think we may at least try and see if they can have some get us towards the goal, which is, of course, to get them into compliance and assist whatever way we can. The staff believes that if we had maybe a 60-day progress report, we can see if any of those things could address the circumstance.
Okay.
Obviously, we only can do it what we have available and assist in the best ways we can. But ultimately, I think you understand, so we have to try and figure out something more in compliance, and we'll do everything we can to make available what we know is available.
Okay. All right, so what I think that we'll see if we can get a motion that will include a progress report in 2 months. Yeah, let me just ask you one question before I do that. Is anything leaking right now? So it's secure?
Everything's secure.
I mean, you're not getting water in the house? All right.
I had that checked by FBO and everything.
Okay. All right, so the chair will entertain a motion to order a progress report by the, that would be April? April 11th, 2019. And at that time, we will set a compliance date. And hopefully, you'll have some help from somewhere.
Right.
Okay, is there such a motion?
Somewhere.
Second.
Okay, motion Mrs. House, second Mr. Jones. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Okay, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I guess if we can just make note that I think there was a little concern. I want to make sure that he keep in mind that when we do come back, that he comes back with something showing his effort to try and work whatever the programs that may be available.
Right.
Whether those are proof of an application process or something to that effect.
All right. Great.
So just make sure you understand that. That we're just going to make sure you have something when you come back, and you'll be working with the inspector. So keep up with the inspector and come back with whatever proof that you're working on something, an application or whatever you have.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Well, as far as the house, I will get that done. So help me. That's my heart. That's all I got.
Well, you work on it.
All right. Thank you.
We're rooting for you.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. We're done with all of our new cases and our old cases. We come to number 8, miscellaneous business, MB1.
Is this a recurring thing we're going to have?
Well, I wanted to have a little discussion about this because this is what I see happening, is that we continue to have cases come back that we've already decided, and we have spent a good deal of time and effort deciding the cases. Both of these fines have been reduced. I thought that there, when someone disagreed with what our decision was, that they would go to the commission or go to a different body to have that decision reviewed. And unless there's special evidence that has come up that would change our decision, I mean, I don't know. All we have to do is decide whether we want to hear these tapes.
Well, we made the decision already. It's a lean in favor of the city.
Right.
Does the commission want to handle these kind of things? Do they want us to make a look at them again, make a recommendation? It's unusual to come back a second time.
From a case law perspective.
Right.
If there was any position of the commission handling, it would be outside that period when it accrues to the period of the 90-day
right.
lien period. I mean, if we were going to try and interpret it that way. Otherwise, it's still within the purview of the board. But the main reason it comes back is more kind of the Roberts Rule reconsideration.
Motion to reconsider.
Yeah.
Motion to reconsider is granted. We hear the case.
Right.
Motion to reconsider, not granted. We don't hear it.
Right.
Yeah, I thought I made a motion.
And then if something happens beyond that, you know, of course, these rules are still ultimately subject to a commission's authority. So if they elect to consider someone, we can't do anything about that. That's, I think we've had that circumstance once.
Is that him?
No.
No, it appears that we don't even have
no one here.
Do we need a motion to reconsider Kenneth's
case? All right. Is there a motion to reconsider CEV 1017131?
Well, someone voted in the affirmative. I hope you all did it, Tom. Do you remember who?
No, it was 3-2.
Yes.
Mrs. House and I voted against it.
So how can somebody that was on the affirmative ask to make the motion to reconsider? No motion, then we'd see in a minute. Someone who voted for this motion has to make the motion to reconsider.
It should be.
Should be.
Okay.
All three heard to get at the same time.
All right, let me look in the minutes.
It was, it was 3-2.
And that was a lien review last
right.
month, so
yeah.
It should be right here.
Well,
Lean
just...
review is who is
right, so
but Mrs. House and I voted against it. I mean voted for it. So it's either Mrs. House or I. We're the ones that voted for the original motion to reconsider, then we were voted down 3-2. So is it the negative or the three that voted against?
Is there a motion to reconsider? If there's not, that solves the problem.
Right. Let's see if there's a motion to reconsider.
This first case.
Is there a motion to reconsider?
Dies for lack of a motion.
Dies for a lack of a motion.
That's on the first one and the second one.
All right. The second one. This is CEB 1117-158. Is there a motion to reconsider? All right. Hearing none, the motion dies. Okay. There we go. All right. But yeah, I, when we talk about this, I just, this is happening more and more often, whereas I don't recall in my past experience here having this come up so often, that people call up and say, we didn't like that, we want to be heard again.
Well, they had that opportunity. If it's they have opportunity to bring it back up to us. It's up to us and we'll hear it again.
Okay.
This one was approved for the reduction.
You did.
We reduced both of them.
Then, we both voted against rehearing it.
Yeah. And we just voted against rehearing
right.
it. But I don't know what.
Yeah, sometimes people aren't really happy with the number, but...
I see happening is every time we make a decision, somebody's not happy with it, they just say, I want it reheard.
Well, that's what you have. They have that opportunity one time.
According to what rules? What are the rules?
So everybody can have a meeting at the next meeting. You have that option. That's your responsibility. You feel you made a mistake where you voted, you want to reconsider the issue, you can bring it up. One time. Next meeting. That's it.
Okay.
I wanted to do that last time.
Yeah.
I discussed it.
Yeah.
But it dies. It's almost so it dies.
Okay. It dies. So, all right. We're done with that. All right. Now we have election of chair and vice chairman of this board. And so the chair will open up nominations for election of the chair. Is there nominations?
Judge Roy Bean Cundy.
How there any other nominations? I'd be happy to do it again, or I'd be happy to step aside, so don't, you know.
I'm happy for you to do it again.
We're all happy. Yeah.
All right. Motion to close the nominations. All right.
I think the board has already done this, but just it may be necessary just to, you know, waive whatever the, don't we have like a 2-year?
Yeah, do we have a requirement? I don't have to.
Yeah, I think this is.
We do what?
Two-year term limit.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're right.
So that waiver of the term limit is so the board can elect to do that.
Okay.
I'm sure they've done it in the past. And
I
don't know if it carries
my,
over.
Yeah, I didn't bring my minute, those minutes with me today.
But, yeah, to avoid the carryover debate, but, just a motion that.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's have
a motion. Part of that motion.
You got to, let's have a motion that to waive the requirement of term, how many terms you can have.
All right.
One additional term.
The consecutive.
What are we waiving? The motion.
Okay. Allow you to have one additional term.
All right. Go ahead. Speak into your mic and. Okay.
I make the motion to.
No.
Suspend with a 2-year term.
All right. A motion has been waived to suspend with a 2-year term. Is there a second?
Second,
Mr. Jones, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, oppose. And do we need to do that for vice chair as well?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I think it's there. I'm not absolutely sure, but it doesn't hurt.
Okay. Chair will entertain a motion to waive the requirement of a 2-year term for vice chair. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Harrington. Second, Mr. Jones. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Is there any other additional business anybody would like to talk about?
We need to make a motion to select.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let's have a motion. This is too confusing for me. I'm sorry.
One question.
Okay, go ahead.
The 50% on the fence.
We'll go to that. Let's get this done. Motion to elect. Am I allowed to ask for a motion to elect myself?
Ms. McCown.
Mr. Harrington made the motion. Okay. What?
Ms. Roby made the motion.
All right. Ms. Roby made the motion. And Mr. Harrington seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. And motion to re-elect Ms. Himes as vice chair.
So moved.
Ms. Roby second. Mr. Harrington, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Okay, now let's go back to.
I'd like to be the treasurer.
You can be the treasurer. Okay. I'm collecting all these funds.
Sign my check right.
All right. Mrs. Himes was asking about the fence rule, the 50% of the fence.
An ordinance. Would that be part of the ordinance?
Yeah, I'll presume it's there since the inspector said it. I guess the ultimate conclusion was that, in addition to that, that wasn't her whole problem. The problem was that not whether she had the 50%, but that it moved. She moved the fence line. And so the moving of that fence line would kind of trigger a number of things.
I did a walk with some of the city officials early on, and they were replacing a fence up by my house. It was a chain link fence. And you guys would know all of these people if I said their names, but I was told at that time, this was before I became a board member, that if a person was just replacing fence, that they didn't require a permit.
I think people are under that impression. Maybe we just need to get the word out. I mean, it's like ignorance is, you know.
But I will say this, though. If you start reading the building code, that is just tough for the average person.
Well, yeah,
the building code and really understand what it is.
I guess the word that needs to go out is that you need to ask if you're going to do work on your house or work in your yard, you need to ask if you need a permit for the specific work you're doing, not that you need to read the whole maintenance code.
But are we sure that it's half? That if half of it... if you're not replacing more than half, you don't have to have a permit?
Is it possible that if get us a part of that code and share it with the board next
time. Yeah, next time we can.
So I have confidence in the expertise of the staff, but I will get a copy of that for the safety.
I thought she had a very good point. It was 50% of the entire fence, not 50% of
the code.
That section.
Right. Right.
Can we get a copy of the code and put it on the agenda for the next month to look at?
Certainly.
Yeah, just that part of the code.
Make sure we're interpreting it correctly.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, Captain Lee, anything? Thank you for coming, by the way.
Yeah, no problem. Our next public code walk will be on March 6th. If anybody wants to join us, it'll be 10 o'clock. What's the location again?
Where are we going?
On the next code walk?
Yeah, code walk.
Sorry.
Wake up, Tom.
Sorry, yes.
Where is the next code walk?
Yeah. It's going to be a portion of the Fairway Estates, and we can send you guys the address where we'll.
Okay.
We'll
we're not going to go.
We don't want members going on those.
I don't think we need. I don't know.
That's quite all right. We just wanted to extend the invite as far as we get to see what the code officers are doing out there and stuff. Other than that, I really don't have anything else.
Okay, and who is this officer here? I never.
This is Officer Steve Catalano. He's a member of our problem oriented policing unit, and he was filling in for Steve Jesmer today because Steve is off.
Okay.
How dare he get a day off?
No.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Meeting adjourned. Uh-huh.